Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Slacker and Steve.
I actually had an ice cream sandwich today for the first time in years because it's National Ice Cream Sandwich Day or whatever. And I never like adhere to that, but I was like, I haven't had, and I had an Aldean's. Has anybody had Aldean's yet?
Mm-mm.
It's a type of ice cream. It's super organic. Their strawberry ice cream has like chunks of huge chunks of, and their ice cream sandwiches are, you have to set it on the counter for like 30 minutes before it's ready.
Oh, I was going to ask you now. Do you like?
You cannot, if you eat it,
super hard.
Gross.
Am I
crazy on that?
Like, yeah, a little soft.
Oh, you're right. Because they're hard to bite into if they're too cold because you can't.
It just needs to get to that point where it's just almost soft serve. And
Yeah. Good sandwich.
Did you have one or did you go out and get it just for?
I happened to have them because I bought some over the weekend. And when I read it was National Ice Cream Sandwich Day, I was like, I'm going to fire one of these down. And I bit into it right away. And I was like, you're an idiot. And I set it on the counter and let that bad boy. But then it's almost like Wonder Bread. It leaves like Steve, I'm not complimenting it. I'm saying one of the downsides.
That's an upside for me. I like that part.
But one of the questions about National Ice Cream Day is, does anybody else, I would never eat ice cream when it's cold, ever. And I know people who literally have ice cream every single night.
Oh, you mean when the temperature outside?
Yes. Could you eat ice cream in the winter?
24/7.
Same.
Yeah, same with me. All the time.
It's just me?
I used to be able to, when I was a kid, ice cream all day, every day, doesn't matter. Yeah. Now, no way.
It's 100%.
It's rare that I have it in summer. I don't know. Like, it really has to be the perfect setting for me to, like, go out and get ice cream.
Wow.
But are you, I wonder if I can, are you a purist? Are you like a vanilla girl? Or are you like.
The toppings? Or are you like flavored?
Describe the setting you're talking about. I don't know.
Because anytime I think of ice cream, Steve actually turned me on to this ice cream that now all I can think about is that one. What I don't even remember what you call it, but it's like when you get, like when you buy Ben and Jerry's, like caramel sutra or whatever, there's some caramel and some of the things on the top, but there's not enough to get all the way through the whole thing. Like when you go to Dairy Queen, with all due respect to Dairy Queen, love you guys, the amount of crap they put in a small blizzard is the exact same amount of crap they put in a large blizzard. Nice. So if you buy a big one, it's mostly ice cream.
Yeah.
I get really frustrated with like Bunny Tracks that doesn't have enough bunny in it. And what was that ice cream?
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
You made me buy it.
It was. It was called
like jammed or packed or like.
You're right. With the stuff.
It's legit. You can't put a spoon in. You almost don't get enough ice cream because it's all like whatever.
Maybe you're just too picky. The pendulum is swinging back and forth.
I know. But I go like I could do a great vanilla and make my own like peanut butter parfait, or I could just do like. Like, I like all ice cream. Fruity, chocolatey, peanut buttery. Am I the only one?
Minty.
You like
I can't do the...
No?
I
mint
can't.
Chocolate chip? Sometimes it hits the spot.
When?
Okay.
When? When is...
I like the weird flavors, though, because I like coffee and...
Yes.
Oh, okay. That's not weird? I thought that no, was that, like, not a popular
flavor. Yeah, it's coffee's
flavor.
Good.
There's like a gelato coffee one that's so good.
Starbucks makes their own.
I think they do.
But there's
better ones. It's like, I almost went into a Trader Joe's looking for this fancy ice cream this weekend as well. Because I still haven't been in a Trader Joe's. and I drove by the one on Colorado, but there were so many people in the parking lot that I was like, I can't.
Yeah, my wife drives me crazy because she won't eat ice cream if it's cold out, and I want to get it all the time, but it has to also be hot enough, and it's never like quite hot enough for her because she's always cold. And then she also does the thing where she gets the caramel ice cream, like the caramel sundae, and then just eats the caramel. And then I have to finish the ice cream.
That's
like close to what you want?
No, I would leave her immediately.
Oh.
If she's taking, I would mostly eat the toppings, but like you still have to have the ratio. And if somebody takes all the good stuff, that's not a good person. I mean,
they are selfish and they don't deserve the ice cream.
Well, that's what I told her too. But.
Have an attorney tell her. That's what I would do.
So if I laid out an ice cream sandwich, a fudge bar, or the ice cream bar with the chocolate on it, which one?
You mean like a Dilly bar?
Yeah.
I hate Dilly bars.
Really?
They always have them at Children's Hospital.
They're
the
so
chocolate
good.
Is...
You don't like to pull off sections of the...
Because you know what that crap they make where you put it on top? It's like chocolate syrup and then it hardens.
The
magic shell.
Yeah.
That's the worst thing. It's because it doesn't taste like chocolate. It tastes like...
You're right. It's something weird going on. Yeah.
Chocolate flavored candle
it
wax.
Hardens.
Yes.
It hardens.
Yeah.
Make it chocolate.
It is waxy.
It's gross.
And the butterscotch one is wax. It's wax. Yeah, wax.
I don't like.
Can you put out a drumstick instead?
And a drumstick. Ooh. Okay.
Have you had the drumsticks where they drill the core in it?
No.
Do they all do that?
No. But Trader Joe's has these little mini drumsticks, and they're so good, but they're tricky because they're mini, so you think, like, oh, I'm going to have...
Oh. And it didn't quite get
and
you there.
You have all four.
I've also gotten an ad on Instagram. I don't remember what it's called, but it's for... You know the best part of the drumstick is just the very end?
For
with the tip with the chocolate in it?
Yeah.
There's a company that sells a bag of the tips.
Ooh.
That's all it is just the tips, like the cone with the chocolate in it.
I would eat that like it's my job.
Yeah.
Because there's certain companies you get like more than an inch of tip. What are we talking about?
But drumstick is the cone that I don't. It's the sugar cake.
That's the only cone there is, man. The cake cone is terrible.
Yeah, yeah.
What's the cone on the drumstick? Because I hate that.
It's the sugar cone. You don't like the sugar cone?
It's so thick and
I thought it was a waffle cone.
I thought it was a waffle too.
Yeah.
It's a sugar cone is a waffle cone.
Oh.
A waffle cone is just a big sugar cone, in my opinion.
Okay. So it's like every square is a rectangle, but not every rectangle is a square?
Yes.
Okay. Look at you guys go.
That's true.
This is for the ACT. Let me write it down.
Slacker and Steve, weekday afternoons on Alice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.